Verse 27, for as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. To put on Christ may be understood in two ways, according to the law and according to the gospel. According to the law, as in Romans 13:14, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, which means to follow the example of Christ. To put on Christ according to the gospel means to clothe oneself with the righteousness, wisdom, power, life, and spirit of Christ. By nature, we are clad in the garb of Adam. This garb Paul likes to call the old man. Before we can become the children of God, this old man must be put off, as Paul says, Ephesians 4:29. The garment of Adam must come off like soiled clothes. Of course, it is not as simple as changing one's clothes, but God makes it simple. He clothes us with the righteousness of Christ by means of baptism, as the apostle says in this verse, as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. With this change of garments, a new birth, a new life stirs in us. New affections toward God spring up in the heart. New determinations affect our will. All this is to put on Christ according to the gospel. Needless to say, when we have put on the robe of the righteousness of Christ, we must not forget to put on also the mantle of the imitation of Christ. Verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. The list might be extended indefinitely. There is neither preacher nor hearer, neither teacher nor scholar, neither master nor servant, etc. In the matter of salvation, rank, learning, righteousness, influence count for nothing. With this statement, Paul deals a death blow to the law. When a person has put on Christ, nothing else matters. Whether a person is a Jew, a punctilious and circumcised observer of the law of Moses, or whether a person is a noble and wise Greek, does not matter. Circumstances, personal worth, character, achievements have no bearing upon justification. Before God, they count for nothing. What counts is that we put on Christ. Whether a servant performs his duties well, whether those who are in authority govern wisely, whether a man marries, provides for his family, and is an honest citizen, whether a woman is chaste, obedient to her husband, and a good mother, all these advantages do not qualify a person for salvation. These virtues are commendable, of course, but they do not count points for justification. All the best laws, ceremonies, religions, and deeds of the world cannot take away sin guilt, cannot dispatch death, cannot purchase life. There is much disparity among men in the world, but there is no such disparity before God. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. Let the Jews, let the Greeks, let the whole world keep silent in the presence of God. Those who are justified by Christ. Without faith in Christ, the Jew with his laws, the monk with his holy orders, the Greek with his wisdom, the servant with his obedience, shall perish forever. Verse 28. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. There is much imperity among men in the world, and it is a good thing. If the woman would change places with the man, if the son would change places with the father, the servant with the master, nothing but confusion would result. In Christ, however, all are equal. We all have one and the same gospel, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, one Christ and Savior of all. The Christ of Peter, Paul, and all the saints is our Christ. Paul can always be depended on to add the conditional clause, in Christ Jesus. If we lose sight of Christ, we lose out. Verse 29, and if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. If ye be Christ's means if you believe in Christ. If you believe in Christ, then are you the children of Abraham indeed. Through our faith in Christ, Abraham gains paternity over us and over the nations of the earth according to the promise, in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Through faith, we belong to Christ and Christ to us.